Lord, we thank you that you're all powerful and that you're all able, Father God, and Lord, there is nothing that you cannot do, Father God. Lord, for tonight, Father, for each and every uplifted hand, Father God, you know the need, you know the circumstance, Father God, you know the situation.
Yes.
Father, I ask you to meet that need according to your will, Father God. Lord, we pray not all will, but thy will be done, Father God. Lord, have your way in the service tonight, move in a mighty way. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, turn to page 92, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Let's all sing, I Need Your Help This Evening. But isn't it a wonderful thing to know that through our Lord and Savior and how much He loves us, that just that little talk with Jesus, not only does it that we know that we're placing it in His mighty hands, but then He'll also, that He's going to make it right, that He knows what's best for us at any time or any day. Even in this time of trouble, as we know what we're going through now, it's just amazing looking at how quick time has changed from just a few weeks ago. But we know God's in control, and we are a praying church, and we're going to stick together in one mind and one accord, and we're going to continue to pray, not only for our congregation, our families, but for our community, our cities, our state, and our country. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering as we get ready, and then we'll call on a few special singers. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Thomas, if you'd ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please. Yes, Lord.
Bless all the Lord and all show them, Lord, who can't be here, Lord. Lord, you watch over and protect all the people out there, Lord, that this virus is attacking and no one here in full control.
Yes, full control, dear Lord.
Take care of everything in your own way. Lord, your will be done in all things. Bless us all, Lord, for the program of our work, Lord. Bless all those that have to give us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Small as I am. Thank you.
Sister Misty, if you want to come on next. And then Miss Tabitha after Sister Misty. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I wanted to share with y'all, Sister Brenda, you know, stood up this morning and she was talking about Sister Karen. I don't know how many weeks ago it was, but on Wednesday night when she said about the victory. Well, me and Sister Jessica went to a women's conference, and I told Sister Karen, I think it was like maybe the second song that they sang was, "I'm going to see a victory." And then the lady that got up and spoke, she was speaking on the armor of God, which is our Bible study. And Jessica looked at me, I looked at her, she said, "Maybe Karen was talking to us." I said, "Maybe she was, I don't know." But it just seems so crazy how everything has come about over the last several weeks. And when Sister Karen stood up, you know, she was obedient to the Lord. And I just want to say thank you again, Sister Karen, for being obedient. We should be obedient, especially in a time like this. Amen. God lays something on our heart to do, do it. I mean, He's not speaking it to you for you just to hold on to it. Let it go. Release it. You don't know who it's going to touch in these days. But this song had been requested, and Sister Jennifer's working on learning to play it for me, but I'm going to sing "What a Beautiful Name." And just think about it. What a beautiful name, the name of Jesus. Y'all worship with me.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God. Glory in creation.
the Lord. It's all right.
Praise. What a powerful name.
Hallelujah.
My name is thankful.
Let
you know who Jesus is.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. I'd like for Sister Penny to testify. She hasn't had an opportunity to testify since Kevin was able to come home. And we just thank God through it all. He had a lot of situations, but she and I know, both know, that God intervened during that time and made a way. Sister Penny, you would.
He sure did. He made a big way. I just thank him for being with us, and, you know, no matter sickness, wellness, whatever, he's still there. And he can bring you through anything if you'll let him. And I just thank him so much. He gave us some good people in the hospital. I mean, they were just all complimentary of us, and they helped Kevin so much. And his respiratory therapist said, you know he's alive because of you and your husband. I said, no, he's alive because of Jesus.
Amen.
I may have helped a little bit down here, but that's the only reason that Kevin is still with us, is because of Jesus. And I thank him so much just for that, and I really thank him for letting us get out of that hospital. It was beginning to be a little bit scary, not with Kevin, but with everything else going on, but he made a way and we come home. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Someone else like to praise the Lord? Amen. God is great, greatly to be praised. Has God just done something for you recently you'd just like to share? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's do G. What a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. I love that song. I love the meaning. Sister Tabitha does such a wonderful, wonderful job on that. Y'all just kind of follow me. I don't know where I'm going. Thank God he hides my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths of his love, and he covers me there. Yeah. Testimony. Brother Jim, you be ready to give us a testimony. Thank God for our ministers. Amen. We love them. We appreciate them. Appreciate their prayers, their support. Amen. God bless you. Yes, he is. Amen. He does.
There was a movie and a song that came out many years ago that said, God's not dead. He's not dead.
No.
He's not. They're singing the song now. I'm sorry. I'm just so full tonight. But I was thinking about he has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He said that in Revelation. He said, I am he that was dead and now am alive. And I have the keys to death, hell,
he is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Jim, then Brother Tony. Be ready after Brother Jim.
Well, praise the Lord. I just want to love him. Just want to let y'all know how much I love the Lord. But most of all, I want you to know how much he loves me. Y'all see me stand behind this chair many a Sunday. For those of you that know me well, know I'm leaning because of situations in my life and my health. But I know God is great.
Amen.
And I know he's always brought me through. And as Brother Chris so wisely said in every song tonight, as we sing how great God is, and I love the song, How Great Thou Art, because God is great and he's in control. And there are people that say, we're talking about Sunday school this morning. We didn't really get on a lesson. I asked the class a question. What is a scripture you go to during these times? What is something that you go to lift you up? And I heard everything from, I have a spot that I, you know, something that I look at. We talked about favorite scriptures and all. But the real question that we have is when you say, I know Jesus, it's when you can honestly answer the question, does Jesus know you?
Yes.
And that's where our strength is right now in this day and time. You know, we all work out in the public. You've got different, you know, these things that you can do, these things you're not supposed to do. But I, for one, and as it says on the door knocker coming into our house, someone wants to come in, it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the walk that I have with my family, and that's the direction that I want my family to lead. But also, I know that God is strengthening me. My scripture is Psalms 100. And I, no matter what I'm going through, and I just praise the Lord, and my prayer is that as I become a little older or get old, that I will be able to sing that praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord on ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before his presence with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Knowing that he has a place for me. Brother Chris, thank you for that testimony.
Amen.
Everything we've heard tonight has been praise and worship.
Praise.
May we put our faith in God. Our faith not in man, but in God.
Sure.
In those things that we can't see.
Right.
And know that the Lord has my family and your family in his hands.
He does.
That he loves each and every one of you. And I'm not just the only one. I know from this church, being a praying church, being a spiritual church, that we have the opportunities to lift the Lord up. But it should not just stop here. And that's what I want to praise God about. He wants us to take his message to all corners of the world. He wants people to know his message, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, that he died for us, that he shed that precious blood for you and I. And this is a wonderful time that we can, yes, there's unknowns. And there's a lot of fear. As we said, Brother Eddie and I said something to him the other day, and I said, there's those that are panicking and those that are saying, well, there's nothing to it. Well, I know God did not want me to tempt him. I'm going to be cautious. I'm going to protect my family and in situations as well as I can. But the whole time I'm going to be praising the Lord. So God,
yes, sure, man.
And I just want to give God all the glory. I just want to worship him and praise him. And we just thank you for your prayers and all that you do. Let's just give the Lord a big
laugh. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Tony. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Turn him loose. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We're glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ye are salt. Come on. You're preserved. Amen. You got faith of a grain of mustard seed. You can move mountains. I don't know why we're down and out. Praise God. We got the Word to back us up. Amen. Give the Lord praise tonight. How wonderful it is to know the Lord. Hallelujah. Amazingly enough,
amazingly. God is amazing. Amen. And I love confirmation. Go with me to the book of St. John, chapter 14.
Amen.
Deja vu all over again. Don't you love it when God confirms His Word? I believe we need to hear this tonight. Thank you, Brother Chris, for obeying God. Thank you, Brother Tony, for lifting us up. Brother Jim, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful testimonies tonight. Amen. But I want to go into this tonight, and I want to ask a question and I want to give you the answer to a question. That's what I want to do tonight. Again, in St. John chapter 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, ye know. And the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful you are for your word, for your promise, God, for the hope of glory, knowing that you have gone away to prepare a place, but especially for each and every one of us. God, I pray that you would give us strength to endure. Pray, God, that you would increase our faith, God, to overcome these temptations and these situations in our life. Father, I pray for our loved ones. I pray for this nation. God, I pray for each and every one, God, that has been affected by this terrible virus. Father, I pray tonight that you would just strengthen us. Lord, lift us up with your Spirit, your anointing. Help us, God, to lean on your word. God, not our own understanding, but to lean upon you. And we'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. Tonight, for just a little while, if I would, just want to entitle this message, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. This afternoon, I spent a lot of time on the answer. And the thing is, the question, you know, many, many people, who is Jesus? Or what is this God that you serve? And all of the answer, what can I do? Or which way to turn? Or how can I get through this situation? And best knowledge and the best wisdom I know to give anybody is Jesus is the answer. I want you to look at here. Now, I thought about this many, many times in funeral services. I often refer to this particular passage of Scripture because it gives us such hope. It gives us such joy to know that the Lord loves us that much. These are the words of Jesus Himself. And words like, if I go away, I'll prepare a place. In other words, I'm not going to leave you without comfort. I'm not going to leave you lost and destitute. I'm going to prepare a place that where I am, ye may be also. And Brother Chris touched that on that so wonderful. And it does. It gets us all excited when we think about what we're going to have over there. One song says, wait till you see. Wait till you see what the Lord has prepared for those that love Him. And it's going to be glorious beyond our ability to even fathom or even be able to relate to one another the glory and the majesty that the Lord has prepared and is preparing for us now. Amen. Each and every one of us who have accepted Him. But I thought about this, Jesus being the answer. He tells us here three different things that He is the answer to. And we know that basically He's the answer to everything. First of all, there's Thomas. Thomas is the doubter. And many times we throw Thomas under the boat or under the bus, so to speak, because we say, oh, he's a doubter. And how would you like to have a nickname for the rest of your life as the doubter? And you was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus. But I read that where Thomas was very faithful to the Lord, and there he was just being, he was being human when he was, Lord, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. How many of us sometimes have that Thomas type syndrome? Lord, I don't know. I,
I want to believe, but I can't see it. Lord, I want to put my faith and trust in you, Lord, but do you understand how severe it is or what I'm going through? And Thomas was just an ordinary person, but the Lord began to speak to him, and then he told him, and again, where do you see those words? I am. God told Moses, go and tell them, I am sent you. Amen. Aren't you glad that God is a God of I am? Amen. Not I was, but I am. And Jesus says here, he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. How many is looking for the Lord to come again? I mean, really looking for the Lord to come again. So much so that we're living each and every day like this could be the last day on our earth, on this earth. I know a lot of people are hoping, man, this thing gets over and I hope everything settles down. What if it doesn't? What if it gets worse? I'm not a prophet of doom by no means, but you know what? That does not change my focus on the Lord is coming again. He's coming again for a bride. He's coming again for a church. A church that's without spot and without blemish. A church, amen, that'll forget everything else and put the Lord first. A church that don't worry about the things that's happening in this world and say, you know what? I'm going to serve God regardless. Amen. What a mighty God. What a wonderful name. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to proclaim it from the housetops. We need to share it in our neighborhood. Amen. Wherever we go, what a lovely, lovely name. The name of Jesus. But he tells Thomas here, he says, I am the way. I am the way. My granddaddy used to preach, and when his messages and his sermons were back in the 70s and 80s, and he got a number from somewhere. I'm not sure where he got the number about how many different denominations, how many different certain beliefs or ways they are, and it was an astronomical belief, and I'm probably sure it has grown since the 70s and 80s. But that's man's interpretation. He knows there's only one way to the Father. How many knows that he made that possible through the birth of Jesus Christ? That's the kind of love that God has for us. Did you know that we could not come to the Father except through Jesus? Jesus' own words tells us that we have to come through him. What a lovely name. What a lovely name. Amen. What a wonderful Savior, the Lord that we serve. And he says, I am the way. Many people will tell you today, oh, you can get to the Lord or you can go to heaven by doing this or doing that. No, there's only one way that I find written in the Word of God. And that's what I'm going to refer to, by the way. Regardless of the books that come out, regardless of the beliefs that come out, regardless of man's opinion, I believe that we must have Jesus Christ. I believe that He is the Son of God. I believe that He is the propitiation. I believe that He is the mediator between us and God. I believe that it was His destiny. I believe that it was His mission to come and die on the cross of Calvary, not because He deserved it, but because God loved us so very much that He sent His only begotten Son. And He is the way. The way is the blood of Jesus Christ. People may differ. Denominations may differ, but one thing we must agree on, it is the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the way. There is no other way. It's so truthful and so plain in the Word of God, and we must know and realize that Jesus Christ is the way. And anyone that comes up seeking another way is the same as a thief and a robber, according to the Word of the Lord. We must go through Jesus. We must have Jesus in our life. What a wonderful, what a beautiful name. To me, I'm so thankful, amen, that I can be a part of the family of God. I'm so thankful. I can never thank Jesus enough. A lot of people talk about eternity and are seeing our loved ones, and it's going to be grand. Brother Chris touched, it's going to be glorious. It makes cold chills go all over when I begin to think how much Jesus loves us, that He's prepared a place especially for us. And, you know, I can't begin to imagine. I can't begin to tell you exactly what it's going to be because I've never been to heaven. But you know what? Everything that I've read about, I don't even believe it even touches what the Lord has got in store for us and prepared for us. But this one thing I want to do, I want to thank Him forever and ever and ever. That's the first thing I want to do when I reach heaven, is to find Jesus, kneel at His feet, and thank Him for the precious price that He paid to allow me, amen, the ability to come and spend an eternity with my Lord and Savior. Jesus is the way. There is no other way. Thank God, amen, that the Lord is the way. The second thing that He says, I am the truth. I am the truth. One thing that I've heard during this recent
virus spreading and the news media, I've heard people say, you don't know who to believe. You don't know what to believe. I know who to believe. Come on, I know what to believe. The who that I believe is Jesus. The what I believe is what He says, what the Bible tells us. Amen. Again, I'm putting my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has told us that we are the salt of the earth. We are preserved, amen, by the precious blood of Jesus. We have the ability of faith as the grain of mustard seed to start moving mountains. How many knows if the mountains are going to be moved, we are going to have to exercise the faith. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad to know that Jesus Christ is the truth. You can't bank on what people tell you. You can't bank on what the government tells you. You certainly can't count on what the news media tells you. But I'm here tonight to tell you that you can always understand and know that Jesus Christ is the truth. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. He is the truth. Glory to God. Jesus said unto Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the life. I recall my days in high school, and I thought that I was missing out on so many activities. I thought that I was somewhat being restrained, and I would never use the word punishment, but in my mind I thought I was being punished, man, because I was brought up by a strict family and a strict church. And they really practiced and they preached, come out from among the world and be ye separate people. And I thought that I was being somewhat abused by my strictness of my family. And I thought, Lord, if I could just be involved with some of those things. I wouldn't get really overwhelmed in them, but just, you know, be involved in just a little bit. I thought, man, you know, and I'd look around and I'd see people and they would be talking about what a good time they had and sometimes what a great weekend they had and the things that they did. And I'm not going to get into the specifics, but you know what I'm talking about. If you was raised in church and you had God-fearing parents, amen, they just didn't let you do anything you wanted to. Can I get an amen? And thank God for that. Not at the time. I thought I was under bondage. I thought that, Lord, just let me have a little bit of liberty. I'll still be good. I'll still go to church. But I'm so glad that I had loving parents. I'm so glad that I had a loving church that had been through the trials of fire, who'd been out there in the world and let me know there's nothing out there in the world, amen, that is good for us. We need to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with our whole heart, mind, soul and body. And I found out later in life, this is the life. Amen. Not what's out in the world, but living for Jesus, laying my head down on my pillow at night and knowing if I don't see another day, I'm going home to be with the Lord. I'm going home to a prepared place. This is the life that I'm so excited about. And Jesus said, I am the life. We often refer to it that we never really lived until Jesus took abode in our life. And I'm a firm believer in that. You can try to live as close to the Lord as you possibly can. You can try to do the Ten Commandments. You can try to be the very, very best moral, upstraight person that you ever thought that you could be. But until you know Jesus, until you invite Him in as Lord and Savior, you've not really lived. But thank God for life. Thank God that Jesus is our life. Thomas, let me let you know something. I am the way. Don't look for another way. Church, don't look for another way. Amen. He is the truth. If you want the truth, here's the truth. The truth of the words of the Lord. The truth is the Word of God. Amen. That we can refer to on a constant basis, hopefully. Amen. And also, He is the life. And as I've already spoken, no man cometh to the Father except through Jesus. How many knows today that there is a far-reaching, effort to try to get Jesus out of everything? They'll tell you it's all right to serve a God, any God. Your God can be anything. That's not what Jesus said. That's not what the Word says. Some says you can believe anything as just as long as you know that you know there is a God and God's going to love you. And that's not what Jesus said. It's not what Jesus said. Some say you need to come out and enjoy life. You don't just need to be designated to serving God all the time and trying to live a holy and righteous life. Why don't you enjoy life while you have the opportunity? That's not what Jesus said. And I've got to believe what Jesus said. Because He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me, or except through Jesus. He has made a way. He is the way. Aren't you thankful for that? I want us to go to Hebrews chapter number 4. The writing of the apostles to the church here, he says in verse number 14 of the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Don't let it slip away. Hold fast to the way. Hold fast to the truth. And hold fast to the life that Jesus has given us. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. This is not new territory to Jesus. He was tempted. He was abused. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was talked about, spit on, plucked his beard, all of those terrible things. But without sin, he endured those many, many temptations. Why? Because he loved us so much. Then it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Sister Penny was playing a song just a little while ago, I believe, when they was receiving the offering. Where could I go? Do you know that question is being mulled over by millions of people tonight? Where could I go? And you know that many are being told you can't go anywhere. You're going to do exactly what we tell you to do. But I'm so thankful that I have a Heavenly Father that I can go to. And let me tell you, I love the assembly of the saints. I love gathering here. But let's just say hypothetically, if we can't get to the church, I know where I can go. Amen. Because Jesus is mobile. Amen. How many knows I can find Him wherever I bow my knee? Amen. It doesn't have to be in a church house. Doesn't have to be in a tabernacle. Doesn't even have to be at an altar with a wonderful carpeted floor. But I can find Jesus wherever I find I need Him. Wherever I bow my knee. Wherever I come before Him in presence and reverence and love Him. I can find Him in my bedroom. Amen. I can find Him there. Amen. When I'm walking around the house. When I'm out in the yard with my hands uplifted, glorifying and praising the Lord. Aren't you glad that in all of His majesty, and all of His power, and all of His might, and the greatness that He has, to be able to speak and creation to be done, that He still takes time to love us. One thing about this particular virus and listening to the news, I have been overwhelmed with pure numbers. The numbers are devastating. The numbers of cases, the numbers of people, the numbers of nations, the number, everything is about numbers. The numbers on the stock market, they're getting easier to count, by the way, because they're going down. And I thought about all of those numbers, and I thought about all the people in the world. And Jesus loves each and every one of us. And He's got time for me. He's got time. Last week, Penny and I stood at around Kevin's bed there in the hospital, and we were able to pray. Jesus was not so busy. He was not, and there's a lot of people calling on Him at the same time. But we found His holy presence in Carrollton Hospital, as we were around Kevin's bed. Thank God. When I go to sleep at night and I bow my head, I find him very attentive. He meant he's not a high priest that's far off. He's not a loving Savior that we have to make an appointment. Amen. Right now, you're having to make appointments for almost anything and everything. But aren't you glad that Jesus is not like that? Let me read it again. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. How many knows that Jesus knew we would be in a time of need? I think we can agree we are in a time of need. And what we really need in the nation is the nation to turn back to God. What we really need is an old-time Holy Ghost revival. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Eddie, that's not going to put food on the table. I beg your pardon. Jesus is the bread of life. He's the water, the everlasting living water. Glory to God. Amen. We can live because you know what? He took two little fishes and five loaves and he fed 5,000, had 12 baskets of fragments left over. God is able to supply our needs. I want to encourage you, do the right thing, but don't be overly concerned about this thing, because if you trust in God, God's going to see us through. God's going to make a way. And when it's over, we're going to praise Him. We're not going to praise the government. We're not going to praise some wonderful medicine, but we're going to praise the Lord. Because if the medicine comes, how many knows that God gives all wisdom to men? Amen. Even the doctors. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. The song we used to, Jesus is the one, He's the only one. And He is the answer to life's problems. He's the answer to this situation that we're facing right now. Don't look for a new thing. Jesus has always been around, and He's going to stick with us through this. May God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you coming out tonight. You're such a blessing to Sister Penny and myself, and we appreciate you so very much. Would you stand tonight? You give me a key of maybe F. Don't know if y'all know. Hopefully you know this old chorus. We used to sing it a lot at Rock Mark. Maybe G. F. When. Go lower than F. There you go. When. The way is dark before you, and the clouds are hanging low. There is one who watches over you everywhere that you may go. Is the one. Jesus is the one. Yes, He's the only one. Let Him have His way until the day is done. When He speaks, you know the clouds will have to go just because He loves. So sing that chorus again with us. Jesus is the one. Yes, He's the only one. Let Him have His way until the day is done. When He speaks, you know the cloud will have to go. Because He loved you so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there any that needs prayer tonight? If you need prayer, come and we'll pray with you tonight. God is able to do all things. I believe that with all of my heart. Man, this is an opportunity for us to band together. Even if you don't have a special prayer, let us bind together in our prayers for one another, and especially for those, I say, who are on the forefront. All of the medical people, all of the people who are first responders, let us keep them in our hearts, in our prayers, that God will give them strength. God will place a hedge of protection around them.